Valentine's Day, folks, and thanks for listening to the program we call What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us momentarily on this Valentine's Day edition of the program. We have the Director of Health Policy Impact and Exchanges for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. He'll be joining us a little later on to respond to a question specifically from a listener that said, you can't believe I can't get health insurance because of Obamacare. Now, I'm losing my health insurance. Wasn't that supposed to help people get health insurance that didn't have it? Here's someone who had it, lost it. You won't believe the story. We'll replay our conversation with him and get answers from Blue Cross Blue Shield on the program. So all that coming up. And, of course, we'll return to the big questions of the day, that being, who do you love and why? Here's a little love story for you before we get to the governor from one of our listeners today.
Good morning. This is Kurt from Minot, and I just have a little story about love to tell you. There was the young married fellow and the older gentleman that had been married for 43 years like me, and they were comparing notes about love, and the young guy says, well, you know, I get home after work, and I open the door, and I see my wife in that negligee, and I smell that Chanel number 5. Boy, that's love. And the old boy says, I come home and I smell those onions frying. He said, now that's love. Have a nice day.
Oh, my God. I'm in the ladder, I think, there at 49. Oh, roast beef sandwiches tonight. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah. Bacon, oh. bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, Cloverdale bacon.
Let's go.
Bacon. Yeah, now we're talking.
That's love.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, so that's love. And by the way, we have more love stories that are coming in. So thank you. You're getting it right. Who do you love? What do you love? And why? You can call us at 855-200-1776 and leave us your love stories, your shout-outs to your loved one on this Valentine's Day. Or... better yet, folks, tell us a joke, because that was pretty darn good. That's gonna be my Valentine's Day joke all day long. We're going to be using that. It's also Normal or Nuts Friday. Here's something a little nuts for you. You heard about this story about Minnesota lawmakers that want to tax oil trains?
How are they going to do that?
First of all, they tax everything in Minnesota, so it shouldn't surprise us that they want to tax it. But actually, this isn't about more revenue, because they have plenty of that in Minnesota, because they tax more of everything and higher tax and everything else. They just don't like oil. They don't like fossil fuels in general. That's sort of that anti-Minnesota mood. But this is actually a proposal that would tax some of the 2,000 crude oil trains that pass through Minnesota, transporting oil from most of the western North Dakota. And they're estimating it could collect up to $30 million a year. They're doing it because of the, they're using this as a pivot off of what happened at Castleton as an example. And, to try and say, well, these accidents were happening. And here's the quote from a real beauty, a senator from Minneapolis. His name is Scott Dibble, Senator Scott Dibble, Democrat from Minneapolis. This particular oil is especially volatile, and as we have seen through the recent catastrophic accidents in North Dakota and Quebec, our communities and neighborhoods are at increased risk. So danger is all around us. They're drafting a bill to raise money. Now, how they think this would make it safer, I have no idea.
So we're going to have toll trains now? Like you have toll roads? You're going to have toll trains? Are you going to stop at the booth and throw quarters in? Or
yeah, pretty much. And again, using this as a way to collect more tax money is really, it ought to be called theft.
It's called nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, because it's the normal or nuts survey question. Survey says that's nuts. Whether you agree or disagree, we'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550. Without any further ado, Governor, we love for joining us today on What's on Your Mind on this Valentine's Day, Jack Dalrymple. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm good, Scott, and happy Valentine's Day.
The big question first, what are you doing for Betsy today on Valentine's Day?
Well, I have already come up with a very nice card for her this morning of a personal message, and tonight I'm taking her out for dinner with a group, so I think we've got it covered.
And our best to the First Lady, we love her too. We have just a couple of short minutes here because we had some trouble connecting you on the line. So I know you have an appointment that you need to skedaddle to. So I'm going to go rapid fire on a few questions. And I'm going to start on pipeline issues.
and spills, I guess, kind of in general. But we, you know, we had earlier in the week a pipeline explode south of Tioga. We've obviously had some incidents of late with the incident north of Tioga. We had somebody call earlier and say, you know what, these companies aren't doing enough. There isn't enough oversight. There isn't, you know, and then we've had a lot of people call from the industry and say, hey, I spill antifreeze, and these companies are right there cleaning up. A lot is being done, and the smallest amount of spills. Where are we at with the spills in your view?
Well, I think, you know, it seems like there's a lot more information on it lately, and that's because, you know, we have changed the protocol on, you know, what is put out publicly right away. We used to have a protocol that said, you know, the reporting was done if there was any threat to public health or safety. Now we just tell everybody about every spill as they occur, even if they're completely contained, you know, within a drilling site, completely contained inside of a berm. You know, you're still going to see now this publicity that says, you know, a couple of hundred barrels of water were spilled. So it makes it seem like there's, you know, more incidents, but really it's the same amount of activity, the same number of spills really that have occurred for years. And I think that you have to keep in mind that even though there a spill occurs, in many cases it is already contained, you know, when it occurs.
And what is the ultimate answer here? Obviously, there's a lot going on all throughout North Dakota, and our energy, as much of it is exported. Is it more pipelines? Is it better rail safety? Is it the feds getting their act together when they're dropping the ball on the PHMSA side of things, as you've talked about before, or is it all of the above?
Well, that's a lot of topics. You know, pipelines clearly is where we're headed. It is the least costly, safest way to transport crude oil and natural gas. And we will continue to see the build out of that. We had a big announcement the other day by Williston Basin, you know, of a pipeline all the way from Tioga to Minnesota, linking in with lines that service really the whole nation. You know, that's where we're headed, and that's where it's going to wind up. But, you know, in the meantime, rail transportation is a big deal right now. It takes it directly to the best markets. Part of that has to do with the fact that Brent oil, international oil, has been more expensive. And so it also has to do with the marketplace.
What is your reaction to Minnesota lawmakers wanting to tax oil trains as a result of, you know, I guess they're using Castleton as a gotcha moment to try and raise more money for Minnesota and talking about the danger of oil traffic through North Dakota. What's your reaction to that? Through Minnesota, right?
It's, you know, part of a long tradition in Minnesota to pretty much tax everything that moves. I think, you know, if a state thought that you could effectively, you know, raise money and improve safety significantly, you know, with dollars, that would be very interesting. But the fact of the matter is, you know, safety levels have to do really with technological things. They have to do with operating rules and practices. It isn't a matter of, like, throwing more money at it.
We only have about a minute left. I want to ask you about this debate over the special places, extraordinary places, as it's been called, and been a lot of controversy over this, especially from the ag community, really, seeing this as a real private property rights issue. I know there were some tweaks to this. I know it was postponed. I've heard a lot of folks say it should just go away. It was a bad idea, and it would be a disaster in the long run. Others said, no, it's been improved enough. What position are you at right now with that issue?
Well, you know, we're still in this period where we're asking people to send in their comments, and that goes on until February 25th. And by the way, if anybody wants to do that, we just send them to the Industrial Commission website, which is www.nd.gov/NDIC for Industrial Commission. We do want to hear from people. And you know, we're getting a wide range of comments, obviously. And, you know, I'm going to wait until I feel like everybody's had their chance to tell me what they want to say. But in the end, Scott, this is really just a way for the public to be able to make comments on oil and gas permits that are in special places.
Perfect. All right, Governor, we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. Thank you very much for the time today. Happy Valentine's Day, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah. Okay, Scott. See you soon.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bodkin's Best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're next on What's on Your Mind. What's on Your Mind? My name is Scott Hennen, and our thanks, by the way, to Governor Jack Dalrymple, who dropped by to, well, I think, first of all, he wanted Todd, you to know how you ought to, you know, treat Kerry tonight based on what he's doing with Betsy. So he wanted to give you a few Valentine's.
I'm not sure he's taking Betsy to the same place I'm taking Kerry, though.
No, is that right? Well, I thought that it was nice to share his Valentine's plans with us. And by the way, the governor was scheduled to be here for the whole segment. We had a technical difficulty with reaching him on the phone, and so that conversation was shorter than it was supposed to be, so we apologize for that. Tried to get to as much as possible, but he did have an appointment at the bottom of the hour and needed to get there. So what we are doing is working on a time where we can have him for a longer time. His communications team working on that, so we'll do that momentarily. Right now, before we get back to some open phone time on the program, we're going to talk a little bit about health insurance. And we had a call recently from a listener that I'm going to play you a clip of in just a moment that described a scenario that was nothing short of jaw-dropping in the way of losing health care coverage. He happened to be a Blue Cross Blue Shield customer. And so we asked Luther Stulen to join us today. Luther is the Director of Health Policy Impact and Exchanges for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. Luther, thanks for taking the time to join us in the program, and happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's, and I appreciate the invitation.
Yes, I love health insurance, by the way, and appreciate all the good coverage I've had over the years from Blue Cross Blue Shield. But my wife is a Sanford employee now, so we have the Sanford Health Plan, but Blue Cross Blue Shield, for the lion's share of my time on this earth, has been the insurance company that has taken care of the Hannon family. So we love good health insurance. That's why when our listeners call and have a problem, we want to get answers, and we appreciate you joining us to share. Here's the call, and then we'll talk a little bit about it, Luther. Just listen to this. Craig and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I said, you know, this Obamacare thing has been beat to death, I know, but, you know, it really doesn't strike home until it affects you personally. And just, you know, we've gotten letters from our Blue Cross Blue Shield in North Dakota saying we're going to be dropped because we don't have a birth control rider in there. And, of course, we're at the age where we don't have kids anymore, of course, but still they're dropping us. And then, but they gave us like three examples of other insurance or other policies that they've come up with that we could, you know, subscribe to. And my wife is self-employed and I'm working part-time but we make more than what the criteria is for assistance. But Blue Cross and Blue Shield is saying, well, we got this plan for $7,500 deductible for $400 a month. And I'm, you know, who is this Obamacare aimed for? Is it the low-income people, and then they get assistance? But what about the middle or the borderline people that can't afford the next step or the new insurance that they're coming out with? What do we do?
Very good question, Craig. I would really appreciate it if you would be willing to be part of what I'd like to do is invite some folks from Blue Cross Blue Shield on and go through your exact situation, because I think you're exactly the kind of case that just has everybody scratching their head. And quite honestly, we had Senator Heidi Heitkamp on the program on Monday. I don't know if you heard that interview, Tuesday, earlier this week. And, you know, she took some questions about Obamacare, but she said, you know, the only people that don't like Obamacare are just sort of crazy Republicans. She didn't say that, but I'm paraphrasing, that basically she was saying, you know, it's just partisans that don't like it. It's just political opposition. And I said, boy, I don't get the sense that it's that at all. I get the sense it's real people whose health care coverage has been impacted by the law. And
absolutely. I mean, I was paying for the lowest, crappiest insurance that Blue Cross Blue Shield had, just so I could afford to have something in case something major happened. And I was paying myself, like $150 a month. And that had like a $2,000 or $2,500 deductible. Okay, well, that's, you know, that's manageable. I can manage that. Say something serious happens. But, you know, and then all of a sudden jumps up to $7,500 out of your pocket, and it barely covers anything. And now we're paying $400 or whatever for the lowest of their policies. And I don't know how a person is going to be able to do it. I mean, you go from $150 up to $400 and some. You know, and then you're talking $7,500 deductible now.
The likelihood of you ending up without insurance is a lot more under this new program designed to make sure more people had insurance. That's what just makes you about crazy on this. So, Craig, do me a favor if you would. Hang on. Shane is going to get your information.
I'm going to ask
Blue Shield to come on.
That's
we don't need to use your last
Dan?
Name or anything else, but
Dan?
Just generically explain your situation
Dan?
And find out how many other folks are, number one, in that situation, and number two, what can be done about it. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure.
Okay, so hang on. We'll get that information. I'll invite the folks at Blue Cross Blue Shield to join us on a future program and do that, Craig. Thank you very much. All right, very good. So you get the gist of it there, Luther. And I know you can't specifically address Craig's individual situation, but are there a lot of people in the same boat that he is?
First of all, Yeah, there actually is a fair number of people who had what we call non-grandfathered coverage that we have to cancel. And most of that coverage will cancel at the end of April. And probably what the product that he had previously is called Affordablue. And Affordablue was intended to be sort of a catastrophic coverage, but it didn't cover some of the services that our new plans covered. So I certainly appreciate that he's seeing a premium difference, and we get that. But there are also more covered services under the plan that he was being quoted as an alternative to what he had before. That being,
that doesn't sound like he wants it though, right? He's saying he mentioned a birth control rider that he doesn't need. Are you forced to put a birth control rider in for an insured person that doesn't need it?
There are certain requirements under the ACA on what types of services we have to cover, and based on the benchmark plan that was selected for benefits in North Dakota, contraceptive coverage is included, maternity coverage is included, and those things are required under the Affordable Care Act.
Whether you need them or not, but you work every day with medical providers, and I imagine that you've got to factor that into the cost, even though you know the person that has it's not going to use it. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know if it's crazy. You know, there's a lot of, and I'm not going to argue with you about this. There's a lot of things that I won't use that are available to me as services under my health insurance plan, and likely for yours too. And so you're always paying. In most cases, you're paying for other things that you're not going to use. And so you're right. We'd like to have more flexibility in the types of products that we offer so that we could meet Craig's situation, as I think he appreciated previously under our Affordablue product. But under the ACA and any products that we're selling in 2014 and beyond, new policies, they have to meet the requirements of the law.
And again, when we say ACA, that's the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
And so that's the impact here. Luther, hang on. Bob and Dickinson has a question, and we'll continue our conversation. I also want to know how many people are in this area of non-grandfathered coverage and what that means, just percentage-wise, how many people are we talking about here. Talking with the folks from Blue Cross Blue Shield, getting answers on Obamacare on a Valentine's Day edition of What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale. Now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt, DeWalt Power Tools, and Max gift cards.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporite e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Called the Cape Fire Radio God, but now he's known as the Love Machine. My cohort Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, it's his theme song on this Valentine's Day, the Love Machine. And a happy Valentine's to you and yours. Glad you're listening today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're chatting with Luther Stulen, who's the Director of Health Policy Impact and Exchanges for Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota. That's an apt title, isn't it, Luther? Because there's a heck of a lot of health insurance impact as a result of something that you're calling ACA, the Affordable Care Act. That's the bottom line. A lot, right? And
well,
not all of
sure,
it good.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that impact internally as a company, but also certainly our members and the employer groups who purchase their coverage from us are impacted by a lot of these things.
Let's go to Bob and Dickinson with a question for our guest on What's on Your Mind today. Bob, go ahead.
Well, not just a question, more of a comment, I guess. You know, I'm one of the small business owners that supply health insurance for our employees, and our insurance actually doubled this year. For instance, I get my insurance through the company too. I was paying about $660 a year for my wife and I. I'm 55, and now my premium is $1,200. And I think it is a little better policy than I had. But what's interesting is I've got employees now that are opting, are thinking of opting to go with a with the affordable health care, even though they're making really, really good money working for me, because it's just kind of a fine line in there. So, I'm just voicing my disapproval. I know you guys aren't deciding this, but I know that my direct cost for my employees is I don't want to say it's twice as high because I don't have those figures in front of me. I know my personal one jumped up double on just mine, but each age group, of course, is different. But anyway, I'm just curious what Luther would have to say about that. I know this wasn't his decision either, but I would imagine a lot of small business owners are in the same boat, you know, even to the point where are they going to, you know, I don't have to furnish health care for my employees. Some of them actually, with the tax break that's going to be coming up, or the tax credit that's going to be coming up, would be money ahead for me not to insure them, which I think is, so who's going to pay the bill for that? Which I think we all know who's going to pay it is the government, and of course they just print money, so it doesn't matter. I guess it's free. But anyway, I'd be interested to hear his response to that.
Go ahead, Luther. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. What Bob's pointing out is that the rating rules for small groups changed, for especially for non-grandfathered small groups, to where the rating for an individual family is based on the age of those covered, the number of members in that family. And so in addition to some of the added benefits that are required under the law, there's changes to how a group is rated and how an individual in that group is rated. And so Bob's kind of getting the short end of that stick. There's going to be other people who may get a benefit from the new rating rules. But, you almost have to talk through individual situations to know exactly what they had before, what they're comparing it to today, and then describe affect, what changes affect that particular segment of our insured membership?
Well, in general, we know the national numbers are 5 million people have lost insurance, 2 million have gained it. Would you say that ratio is playing out in North Dakota?
That's a good question. Basically, the only people, the only policies that we've had to discontinue through today have been non-grandfathered small groups. And so that's probably in the neighborhood of somewhere around 6,000 members. Now, most of those small groups are renewing with the new ACA compliant products. We call them metallic products because they're based on bronze, silver, gold, platinum coverage. So it would be hard for me to say, you know, has our total membership for our company gone up? Has it gone up for the state? That we probably won't know yet for a few months.
All right, let's go to Mike in Logan City, or Logan County. Where are you calling from, Mike?
Yes, Logan County. See, I got a question. In the past, we had, like this gentleman was talking about, the affordable plans through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and we had a $5,000 deductible, and we were able to set up an HSA account, or better known as a health savings account. Are the rules under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, is that going to change those any, or can we still have these HSA accounts? That's just my question I have.
Yeah, actually, there are products, at least through Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota, we offer an HSA-eligible individual product. It's called Blue Direct, and it comes in various coverage levels, the bronze, silver, and gold. And so you could take that and combine with an HSA. Now, I'm not an accountant, so I can't tell you for sure what in your specific situation, but if you were able to do an HSA before, you could do an HSA with one of our products from the Blue Direct line.
Love those HSAs, Mike. Give you a lot of health insurance freedom, a lot of health. Own your own health care. That's the best road here, if you ask me. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks. Deb is driving somewhere near Bismarck today. Deb, you're in the line for our guest from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi. I was just going to say that my husband and I had a Ford of Blue, and it was just under $300 for the both of us, and now it's going to be over $300 for both of us. And my question is, why wouldn't I just not have insurance and wait for something to happen and then go in and get insurance?
Yeah, Deb, the new insurance market rules have what are called open enrollment periods. And the first open enrollment period where you can sign up for coverage started October 1st and goes through March 31st. The next open enrollment period doesn't open until November 15th. And so unless you had one of the special enrollment reasons between those, so after March 31st but before November 15th, you wouldn't be guaranteed coverage from a health insurance company. You would need to qualify for a special enrollment period.
Well, I was told that I was supposed to change my plan before April 31st, so how does that work?
Yeah, if you're on Affordable Blue now, we're discontinuing that April 30th. You can purchase a plan effective May 1st from us or either directly from us or through the health insurance marketplace. And, of course, you could purchase one through one of our competitors, although I wouldn't recommend it.
You want your job, don't you? You better not recommend that.
Yeah. Right. So you still have the opportunity, because that policy is being canceled, that is a special enrollment reason, but you need to do that within, it's either 30 or 60 days of the termination of that plan.
Okay, so you're saying that you can't just go in at any time and get insurance? There's like a period that, certain periods that you can get insurance?
Yeah, in the individual market, that's absolutely true, yep.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Good luck, Deb. Thanks for the call. Lee and McIntosh, you're next for Luther Stulen from Blue Cross Blue Shield today, answering your health care insurance questions. Go ahead, Lee.
Yes, my question is, why under grandfathered policies have the rates gone up so much? If they're grandfathered in and we are not allowed any choice in making changes, yet the policies have gone in. Well, I'm involved with two different ones. I'm going to where our policies for our employees went up 27%, and on a small business, they went up 40%, and we were told it's because of the Affordable Care Act, and yet we're locked in under a grandfathered policy where we can make no changes, but we have to pay the increase in premium. I was wondering how that works and why that's possible that you can increase the rates to cover Obamacare, and yet we're not allowed to change anything because it's considered grandfathered.
That's a good question. Even though you're grandfathered, there are certain fees and requirements that apply because of the Affordable Care Act. So, for example, the dependent coverage of kids up to age 26, that's a requirement for grandfathered and non-grandfathered. There's a requirement that we cannot limit the we can't put dollar limits on benefits, either annually or lifetime limits. That adds to the cost of the product. Most significantly, though, in this last year are some new taxes and fees that go into place in 2014. There's the health insurance tax, which ends up being about a 1.5% increase for all of our blocks of business. There's also what's called a transitional reinsurance fee that's applied, and that ends up being about 1.5%. But probably the largest increase has been an increase in the usage of health insurance, what we call trend. And so people are using their health insurance, and we do our best to estimate what that's going to be basically 18 months in advance of when the product's going to be used. And so we had a really low trend for 2 or 3 years. But in the last year or two, that trend has really picked up, and so we have to increase our premiums in order to cover the cost of the claims that we're paying.
But 40% is an enormous increase, and there's no way to recoup it in a small business. So, in actuality, are you forcing us out of coverage so that we have to go into the health exchange? Is that what's the purpose of the way things are being done?
Well, I'd say that we don't. Our only purpose as a company is to make sure that we have the premium dollars available to pay the claims for the product that you've purchased. What that does under grandfathering rules, you're right. It's hard to absorb those types of increases without then changing, say, your deductible or reducing the or increasing the coinsurance that the member pays on a product, because that causes you to lose your grandfather status. Now, that losing a grandfathered status, I would submit, is not the worst thing in the world. You're still going to get good coverage. There are some more benefits that are included. So that may you may increase your deductible, which would lower your premium. But there may also be additional benefits that would be added into a non-grandfathered plan that wouldn't be in a grandfathered plan. So, as a small employer, I'd ask you to talk to your account executive to determine what are the true impacts if you were to lose your grandfathered status, and what kind of products you'd have available to you.
Lee, appreciate the call from McIntosh, home of some great buns. That bakery in McIntosh is the best of the best. Thanks for the call today. Luther, do you have time to stay for one more segment, or do we need to let you go?
I'm available if you want me.
All right, Kevin in Fargo, you've been waiting a long time. We'll get you in next, and we have a couple off-air calls as well. We'll wrap up our conversation today on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 18th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of guest speakers. Presentations start at 9:45 a.m. with our keynote speaker, Peter Zion, who will provide strategic intelligence on global business, economic, and geopolitical affairs. Noted television host of U.S. Farm Report, John Phipps, will make the case that we are ready and capable of prospering in whatever future comes and that there will be many opportunities to consider. Senior agriculture meteorologist Drew Lerner will assess the status of the drought in the United States and detail the 2014 weather outlook for North America. Be sure to join us on February 18th for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
All right, quick, Todd Mitchell, name that tune.
Yeah, Love is in the Air, John and Paul Young.
There you go. Love is in the Air, it's Valentine's Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Two notes. As soon as I heard two notes, I realized, that's what it was.
1978, I love that song. And it's 11 million views on YouTube with that baby, believe it or not. There you go. Anyway, we're back.
Today, right?
Let's roll on here in our final segment of What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. Tuesday, we're live from Watford City, by the way. Looking forward to that. We'll be there talking about the new school that's proposed for Watford City, and lots of fun next week. Friday from Tioga, North Dakota. All right, Kevin and Fargo, you're next for our guest, Luther Stuhlin from Blue Cross Blue Shield. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know what? I there's not one person that calls in with a positive. And here's where I'm at. You know what? When I hear the product is better, you have better coverage, that just makes me want to blow my mind. Because here's the thing. I don't want a policy that's better if what your definition of better is maternity leave. I'm 54 years old. Or prenatal care or any of that. The sad bottom line truth here is we've lost our liberty. We've lost our freedom. We cannot have the products that we had. And the customer or the guy that the caller you had not long ago that was had his policy were for $150 a month and a $2,500 deductible. His premiums went up 150% and his deductible tripled. And here's my point, where I'm at. Anybody that followed this for 5 years, as it was being discussed and jammed down our throat, you know, we know it. AARP sold out, okay? But there are plenty of stories out there that, that the insurance companies weren't lifting a finger to stop this. They were looking at the 30, the 40 million extra million policies or whatever they were going to get. But I got to tell you, Luther, I've always been stood up for insurance companies. Hey, the cost is going up. You know, hey, you know, with my friends and this and that, why are you building the big buildings? I always stuck up for you. But you know what? In light of all that's happened, and I got to tell you that it, I know it's your job to represent Blue Cross and Blue Shield, but you sound awful cavalier when you talk about the premiums going up and that we've got a better, a quote, better product. I'm sorry, but like I said earlier on, there's not one positive call ever when people are talking about this Obamacare.
Luther, is he right to be as critical as he is of the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare and the place folks find themselves in?
You know, I hope I didn't intend to be cavalier about the increases. I'm trying to be as factual as I can be. I'm not going to state my own opinion on the Affordable Care Act. And I would say that one of the things that insurance carriers looked at is that the guaranteed issue provision of the ACA, so we can no longer medically underwrite our membership, is also a factor in the increase in costs. When you can't protect your risk pool by using medical underwriting, now we have to expect that there's going to be some premium impacts to that. It's tough to talk about because it's so personal, and it affects individuals differently. So you'll have one individual who may benefit from this provision or that provision, and then another person who ends up really picking up the cost for that. So I'm going to stop short of giving you my personal opinion. We're trying to do our best to both educate our members and our groups and to do what we can to make sure that we can continue to offer a product that that people in North Dakota will want to buy.
Is Kevin right, though, that there's very few positive stories out about the there, I sense a lot of warm and fuzzies. From Blue Cross Blue Shield's perspective, are more people losing than are winning as a result of this change?
That's a tough one. As a company, I think what we're seeing is that we're seeing increased cost and a regulatory burden. There are certainly people who are gaining access to Medicaid coverage, like in North Dakota, where the state decided to expand Medicaid coverage. Those people are basically getting free coverage. For us, it's a mixed bag, but I'd say the additional costs, the fees and taxes that are added in, the requirements about what services need to be covered, the limits on the amount of cost sharing that we can put on products, it makes it tougher to do business in certain circumstances.
I'm going to try to squeeze one more in here with it. We'll need a quick answer. Here we go.
Hi, Scott. I had a question for your guest. Just wondering if we can dismantle or repeal, get rid of Obamacare. Would things go back to normal as far as prices and deductibles? Things are just getting outrageous. They're taking a big jump. And, you know, we were promised that it was going to lower our health care costs by $2,500 was one of the promises that was made, which we know now is just a flat-out lie. But I'm just wondering if we did get rid of Obamacare, are things going to go back to normal, or if the insurance companies are going to just kind of ride it out and keep the prices high since they've got an excuse to do that now. Thank you.
30 seconds for your answer, if you would, Luther.
You know, in North Dakota, it's a competitive market. We're doing what we can to stay competitive. If the ACA was repealed or significantly modified, we're going to have to compete with with other insurance companies to make sure that we're offering a good value. I don't know exactly to what point it would go back. Like I said, trend is increasing. People are using their health insurance. Medical costs are still what they are. So there's still that economic factor that's always.
Well, it's quite obvious. There's a lot of questions, a lot of issues out there. We'd love to have you back. Appreciate the time very much today, Luther, and thanks to Blue Cross Blue Shield for providing those answers from your perspective. Appreciate it very much. Thank you all. Have a great Valentine's Day. We love you. God bless you. Bye bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Heated Suites is simply the best on business or vacation. Quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.